And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. I mean that. That's Alabama I'm talking about. Alabama the beautiful. I mean, this show sends its signal way on down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, all the way back over to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, Mississippi, thrown in just for good measure. Hey, folks, ZLA Solutions, before I go any further, I got to just pause and tell you, they've been with us since the very beginning. ZLA Solutions, you know all that ground I just talked about that we cover on the show? They cover all of it, too. They are working for employer groups all over the northern half of the state and really and beyond. And I mean to say, they are doing an epic good job at coupling people with jobs. So, I mean, they do a lot of business end solutions. They can help you with logistics, with warehousing, with, you know, your quality control, sorting and containment, all that kind of stuff. But their bread and butter remains staffing. If you need people, they can find them for you. They can do the recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing if necessary. They can do all that stuff. They can find you the onesies and twosies you need with special niche skills that are hard to find, or they can just get you a whole shift of people to run your factory, whatever the case may be. I'm just telling you, they're good at what they do, man. And they love doing it. I know these folks personally. I was talking to one of them just a little while ago. They are good at what they do, and they love doing it. And their goal in life is, they like to say, they like to help you make your business better. So if you need folks, well, they got them. Just check them out. Here's their website, ZLAUSA.com. That's ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. And please do me the favor of telling them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. Number three, Boomer, I'm going to make three dippers.
Three dipper day!
All right, we're going to do it. I mean, we got a caller in there from Becky Gerritsen. We had grand counsel, and we're still going to do three dippers. Number three on the triple dipper. If you heard my monologue earlier, I called it raising the bar. Like, you know, the whole idea that we should water down the standards to make things easier for people because we need equity and diversity. Well, which quarterback should be playing in the Super Bowl? Well, I take it back. If they make the Super Bowl, they all earned it anyway. But, you know, which quarterback do you want leading your professional team? The one who is, like, the best one they can find? Or the one who fit a demographic of some kind and they had to bring him in for diversity? It doesn't work that way, right? How long is that team going to stay in the competition? Same is true with what kind of lawyer do you want? Do you want the one where, you know, they made the bar exam easier because they wanted to make sure they had a more diverse opportunity for people to enter the practice of law? Forget that. You know, if somebody's alleging criminal activity against you, do you want the lawyer who, you know, barely gets by and got handed his law degree? No. Same is true of your doctors. Same is true of your CPAs. Well, all those organizations and more, including the U.S. military, we're seeing right now a real push to lower the entrance standards. It's one thing to talk about participation trophies. It's quite another to talk about ollie ollie income free. Do you feel like being a lawyer? We can help you. Do you feel like being a doctor? Sure, we'll work that out. Alabama Supreme Court Justice Jay Mitchell, good guy. I know Justice Mitchell. I like him. He published an op-ed that came out in the Wall Street Journal just a couple days ago. This story is on 1819 News. By the way, all these resources, I'll say this, all these resources, when you hear me rattle the paper and we talk about the triple dipper, if you go to our website and you want to see these articles yourself, go to rightsideradio.org, and there's a tab there called live stream where you can see the show or pick up the audio if you need to. And right above the image of the studio where we're talking in studio, you'll see a button that says resources. Just hit that button. It takes you to the entire triple dipper. All the articles are there. Go grab one if you want to read it yourself or send it to a friend or whatever. Post it to your social media, rightsideradio.org. So Alabama Supreme Court Justice Jay Mitchell published an op-ed in the Wall Street Journal this past week. He's very concerned, and so am I now that I'm aware of it, that the National Conference of Bar Examiners are looking at basically putting in an easier bar exam. It's called the next gen bar exam, scheduled for a debut in 2026. Wow. Which means that those who are first-year law students right now could be the first one to take that test. Justice Mitchell says, this is our Alabama guy, Justice Mitchell, says this could negatively impact attorneys who, like, for instance, live in rural areas where the practice of law is typically surrounding things like family law, probate matters, because those things would not be focused on the bar exam. Really? So you're going to have people graduating who have not qualified or presented their qualifications in various niche areas of the law. When I took the bar exam 20 years ago, I'll never forget, we had to know pretty much something about everything. And when we finished all our bar prep courses, which I took every bar prep course I could get, we had one of the ladies who taught the course said at the end of it, she said, "Congratulations, you are all experts in the law. You'll graduate and develop your niche, but right now you're all experts in the overall practice of law." Well, if this next gen is the bar exam they're going to take, then the answer is going to be no, they won't. So we're looking at right now a watering down of the standards, but Justice Mitchell says one of his major concerns is the National Commission on Bar Examiners is committed to diversity and inclusion agendas, which he believes are why they are doing this, trying to basically lower the standards to get in. That's the practice of law, which I love, by the way. I'm proud to be an attorney. And that bar exam, it was a nutcracker, man. It was 3 days of just slaving to try and recall everything with questions like they give you. Even the multiple choice, which you think, oh, good, it's multiple choice. No, the multiple choice sucked. The multiple choice was like you had to read a big fact pattern, and then they would give you five options, three of which are right. You have to pick the best right answer. Oh, my gosh. That's just not right. All right, that's the practice of law. What about the practice of medicine? I mean, they won't mess with that. I mean, if you're going to be a doctor, you've got a lot to do to prove you're a doctor, right? You got to take the MCAT test, and then you got to prove, by the way, that you can be a doctor, and you got to get the grades, and then you got to graduate from there and go through your residency, and maybe not. Real Clear Politics has a story that came out just about 45 days ago. America's top medical schools are worried that they have too few minority students, and they're doing something about it. They're lowering academic standards for admission and trying to hide the evidence. It says that Columbia, Harvard, University of Chicago, Stanford, Mount Sinai, and University of Pennsylvania have all done so. There are 40 medical schools that have lowered their standards, according to this article on Real Clear Politics. One of the things they're doing is they're downplaying the need for the MCAT test. The MCAT test is how they assess whether you should even get in. So they're doing things like doing away with certain portions of it, like, and lessening the focus on things like biology and biochemistry and organic chemistry. I mean, why would they do this? There is no good reason to do it for the true practice of medicine. There's everything to do with trying to lower the bar to get more people in of a certain demographic that you believe is somehow underrepresented. But where's the pride in being the doctor with the asterisk by your name that says, you kind of got handed your opportunity to get in? How about this? Just college alone, which I get, not everybody's meant to go to college. Doesn't matter. I mean, we need people in the trades. We need folks in every industry. But for those that are going to college, shouldn't there be standards? Well, Columbia University, that's the second time I've mentioned their name. Columbia University is doing away with SAT and ACT scores as part of the graduate admissions process. Why would they do this? There is no good reason to do this. It's because, according to the article here on New York Post, dated March of this year, it's because they're ditching merit for diversity. There you go. Once again, I think we better diversity, equity, inclusion. What do we do? Do we reach out and recruit? Do we tell them that they can do this? Do we make sure that we've got good schools before they get to the graduate and undergraduate levels? No. Let's just make it easier. That's a good idea. That's going to make folks want to come flock to your medical practice or your legal practice or whatever else. It says that nearly all colleges made the SAT and the ACT scores optional during the COVID pandemic, but most institutions are still sticking with that. However, I do point out that the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, MIT, they said, no, we're putting this back in place. And so good on them. Before I get into whether the military is lowering its standards, let me jump on the phones real quick. Line one, Jeff from Indiana. Jeff Rowe, how you doing, buddy?
Nashville, 5 miles an hour. That's all you need to know.
You gotta find an alternate route, dude.
Well, I tell you, I wish you all would ever get in the roads down in Alabama and put them up here where you get around Nashville. That's what we need.
You need a bypass. You do, man. You do. What's on your mind? What are you thinking?
Oh, I know. Hey, they've lowered the standards on everything, Phil. I mean, nothing is as good as it used to be. I mean, look at Joe Biden. We lowered the standards for low on presidents. You don't even have to come out of the basement to be one. You don't even have to have a thought run through your head. Somebody will tell you what to do. I mean, come on. I mean, the Easter Bunny sit there and waved him off. You know, I was like, come on, man. Don't talk. We know you're not able to.
that's awesome. I'm wiping away tears right now. Well, you know.
Yeah, but you should be crying because it's so sad, actually.
You know, but you just look at this, and the dumbing down of America is maddening because it never should be a thing that if you want more people in a certain profession that you lower the standards. What you really need to do is up the standards and then go out there and recruit people and make them want to be the best. And yet the progressive option is always – let's just make it easier. And that's just nuts.
Yeah. All you have to do to see the dumbing down of America and the lower standards is to watch any man on the street, like a campus reform or something like that, asking college students simple questions, and they really don't have a clue. I mean, I don't know. My two granddaughters are homeschooled, and they're much more intelligent than what some of these college education people, you know, going to college or any day. I mean, I guarantee they can answer who was the president, who was the first president of the United States. I don't think there's some of them can do it.
Oh, no. They'd say Donald Trump or something like that. But, you know.
Ask them when the World War II was fought. I mean, that's simple enough, and that hadn't been that long ago.
Well, you could probably ask them.
I don't have a clue.
You could ask them, when was the War of 1812 fought? And it would totally mystify them.
They have asked them that before. I've seen them, and they struggled with it and couldn't figure it out.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, I got Jeff, I got another caller on the line. I got to take it for the break, buddy. You have a great day. Be careful out there. All right. Hey, line two, Richard from Madison. Richard, how you doing?
I'm great, sir. How are you doing?
I'm good. What's on your mind?
So, well, all this equity stuff that everybody's talking about,
yeah.
The thing that keeps coming to my mind is, how come we don't do it in sports when it comes to people making the teams? Seriously, if you think about it, think about what we would do as a nation if we started going by equity versus equality. And equality means everybody's got an equal shot at making it. If I had it my way when I was told I wanted to be a player in the NBA, I wanted to play basketball. That's all I ever wanted to do. That's all I did every day.
Right.
And I was 6 foot nothing, 100 and nothing, couldn't jump that well. I could shoot sometimes. So why didn't they lower the standards for me so that I could play and make those millions of dollars?
Because they wanted to win. That's why.
Well, not only that, but they want the crowd to come in. They don't want to watch some stupid average Joe like me go out there and play ball. They want to watch real people that know how to play the freaking game, you know?
Well, that's exactly
it's just
right.
Common sense, and there just isn't any.
That's exactly right. Common sense is not always that common, is it?
Yeah. Thank you so much for your show, man. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Richard. Appreciate you. All right, we're heading to a break right now. Come right back and wrap up the day. It's been a good one. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we're back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. Saving the world one soundbite at a time. I'll tell you who else is working to save the world right now. That's the ELM Foundation, E-L-M, ELM Foundation. It stands for Expect Little Miracles. So listen, check out their website if you get a chance. They're based in Huntsville, so the website is E-L-M-H-S-V, as in ELM Huntsville. ElmHuntsville.org. So ELMHSV.org. They're an organization, a 501c3, that is working hard to change people's lives who are down and out, living on the streets, you know, giving them back an opportunity to regain their self-worth, to get job skills, to get them back into a productive position to benefit society and themselves. And I'm telling you, it's kind of cool the way they do it. And by the way, as a 501c3, if you wanted to support them, just know that every dollar you give them goes into programs, because they have one benefactor who has underwritten all their administrative costs so that everything else they raise goes straight to the good work they do. So check them out. Their website is ELMHSV, as in ELM Huntsville, ELMHSV.org. And if you talk to them, tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. I would appreciate that. Hey, listen, a couple things here to wrap up this section. The Triple Dipper, dumbing us down. Well, one of the things that's also happening is this has really been a time of lowering standards for the Department of Defense, which is amazing. You know, I talked about the getting rid of the SAT and the ACTs to get into college. I talked about, you know, lowering the standards on admissions for both the legal and medical professions. I didn't even mention the fact that they're also trying to do that with CPAs and lowering the number of hours that you have to have before you can, you know, get your entrance to the CPA title and the exam. That to say, the DOD is right there with the rest of it. Story here on the Daily Caller. This came out right at the end of last year. It says the military is scrambling to adjust its policies in a way that attracts more recruits, prompting some lowering of physical fitness and academic standards that could negatively impact military readiness. The Navy, it says, opened up their service to more potential sailors who score at minimum levels on entrance exams, things that test their physical and mental aptitudes. New guidelines, it says, will allow up to 7,500 recruits, or 20% of their force, their recruiting force, to come in at the lowest possible standards. The Air Force also relaxed their entrance requirements. It says a new policy revealed just in September of last year that you can test positive for THC during your entrance physical, and they could work with you on, never mind the fact that you're a marijuana user. The DOD also shortened the amount of time that individuals who have a past history of things like asthma or ADHD in their records can have before they're allowed to enlist without a waiver. And then you got things like Secretary Austin reversed a years-long ban on people who have prior history of being infected with HIV. So you can get in now. And then lastly, the Army even changed its performance metrics to on things like age and gender when it comes to the PT test, the physical training test, because the new Army combat fitness test, well, it's just too hard, apparently. And especially women kept failing the test. So what'd they do? They lowered the standards. It's just, you know, it ain't good. It ain't the way it's supposed to be. Hey, I'll say this. Brian from Huntsville says, got all three dippers done, you get an A+, even if John from Huntsville disagrees. He says, if John from Huntsville disagrees, he gets a B-. But John from Huntsville did text in and say, Phil, you get an A++, and Boomer also gets an A++, and there you go. And by the way, John also texted in and said, and when they try to dumb me down, I just eat more Smarties. That's what he says. All right, you guys, listen, amazing show, great show, good stuff happening. I do believe we're going to have a congressman on the air with us tomorrow, so stay tuned for that. Boomer and I back here tomorrow at 2. Have an amazing night. We'll see you then.